Oh, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast aimed at intermediate to advanced level English learners. On today's episode of Thinking in English, let me introduce you all to the wonderful world of British comedy TV shows. But first, why not follow the Thinking in English Instagram page? Or head over to my blog, thinkinginenglish.blog, for all transcripts and some extra special bonus content. Actually, today's blog will probably be really useful for everyone because I will make a full list of 20 or 30 British comedy shows for you to read. I love watching British comedy TV shows. Although I'm probably a little biased, you know, I'm English and I grew up watching British TV shows, I feel as though there is something different, unique, and special about British comedy. While you are probably familiar with American comedies like Friends, The Big Bang Theory, or The Simpsons, the UK also has a long history of TV comedy. British people are very passionate and supportive of our comedy and comedians, and it is something I always try to promote to all of my international friends. People always ask me for recommendations over what TV shows, movies, books, comics, or any other kind of media they should watch or read. Actually, you can check some of the previous recommendations I've made by clicking the links in the blog or in the description of the podcast. I've recommended some great books for English learners of different abilities and a few good TV shows already. However, the last time, most of the TV shows I recommended were a little more serious. Today, let's focus on the more light-hearted side of TV. First things first, why watch comedy shows? Why are they a good way to practice and develop your English skills? As with all TV shows in English, watching can help build your vocabulary, cultural knowledge, and help with pronunciation skills and listening comprehension. Unlike other genres of TV shows, however, comedy tends to be more challenging to watch. This is because you are supposed to laugh, to find comedies funny, and enjoy the comedy. But it's not always that simple. Quite often, I'll be watching Japanese comedy TV shows while I'm at my friends' houses and have absolutely no idea why everyone is laughing at the show. Even though I think I understand for the most part, I don't completely understand that part of culture or that style of comedy. It is also important to know that British and American comedies are quite different. What I am about to say is my own opinion, my own subjective opinion, and you or any American you may ask might disagree with me, which is perfectly okay, right? It's okay to disagree with me. But in my opinion, American comedy is often full of quite positive, bright, successful characters living nice lives, with a few funny circumstances or challenges. For example, the characters in shows like Friends and How I Met Your Mother live in large apartments in the center of New York City and generally have good jobs, which require a university education to find. Most of the comedy comes from their attempts to find girlfriends or boyfriends and other kinds of nice problems to have. Or think about The Big Bang Theory, which is about incredibly highly educated scientists and engineers. I don't think it's that relatable to most people's lives. Also, probably due to the need to sell advertising on American TV stations, American comedy is traditionally safer, less risky, less rude, and a little less weird than British comedy. British comedy is often seen as being more complicated and difficult to understand than American shows. The characters are not always successful, like in the USA, and they have more relatable lives. One of my favorite comedies, which I haven't put in the list today, but it's in the honorable mention section, is called The Royal Family, which is about a very lazy family from a working class part of Manchester who sit in front of the TV and watch TV all day. They're not really beautiful, successful people in the middle of New York City. When you first watch some of my recommendations, you may think they are weird, complex, surreal, or maybe a little more intelligent than American TV shows. Some people have even told me that British comedy is not funny, although I completely disagree with this. Of course, it is up to you to decide which type of comedy you like. The point of today's episode is to introduce you to a few options from the UK. Because UK comedy is less well known than American shows. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't watch anything. Also, I guess if you're listening to me speak with my British accent and my British way of speaking and my very British way of thinking, you are probably already interested in British things. At least a little bit anyway. By watching more British comedy, you will hopefully be able to learn about British humour, the way British people think about life, and more of our culture. And I definitely encourage you to try and watch some more TV shows like the ones I'll recommend. You might find it a little tricky to get into British comedy, but I definitely think it's worth sticking with and persevering. British comedy shows often explore complicated feelings, ideas, and can be fascinating. So, before I give you my official list of recommendations, let me provide you with a few tips and tricks to help you make the most of watching comedies. First, give it time. It might take a while to find everything funny, but the more you watch, the more you will understand. Second, read summaries from Wikipedia or IMDb online. They will help you understand the plot and context of each episode. 3. Use English subtitles to help you understand what is being said. You could always use your own language's subtitles, but try with English ones instead. In fact, I read an article earlier this week about how children learn English, so native speaking children, like I did, learn English much faster if you put the subtitles in English on the TV shows. 4. Keep a notepad with you so that you can write down any vocabulary or phrases you want to remember or maybe check later on. 5. Try to work out where characters come from, what accents they use, and how they speak. 6. If you find a show you like, watch it again and search online for similar shows, maybe ones made by the same writers. And finally, download shows onto your phone, maybe your iPad, so you can watch them anytime, on the train to work, while you're on your lunch break, or waiting for a dentist appointment. So here are my recommendations. I will recommend 6 shows in detail. These are all ones that I have watched and enjoyed. And then I will also give a long list of recommendations at the end, which you can also find on my blog. The Office. I'm sure many of you have heard of The Office before. The American show was really popular. But did you know that the original Office was made in the UK? It is a mockumentary from the early 2000s about a group of office workers in a UK town called Slough. Even the name Slough sounds boring, so you can probably guess what the show is about. The English they speak is quite realistic, as it is filmed in a documentary style, in a working office. It means that people sometimes mumble or there may be background sounds, making it a little difficult to understand what characters are saying. But this is good, because that's the real way we speak, right? We don't speak in silence. As with many British shows, and many of the ones I'm recommending today, there is no laughter track. So a laughter track is what you hear when you watch Friends or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or The Big Bang Theory from the USA. It's that fake laughing that tells you when to laugh. So because there's no laughter track, it might take you a little longer, or it might be a little more difficult to find the funny parts at first. However, the show is all about how boring and how tragic the characters' lives are. And this is, you know, the stories around this is kind of what we find funny. So if you find it, you know, if you find their life a bit boring to start with, well, that is what we are laughing at. Outnumbered. Outnumbered is one of my favorite TV shows, and it was definitely one of my favorites when I was younger. It's also very unique, I think. Outnumbered is a TV show about a family of five. With two very young actors playing the youngest children, the show was also semi-improvised. This means that it wasn't always fully written down and scripted, and the actors, especially the child actors, were allowed freedom to improvise and say what they wanted. Although this might sound risky and, you know, have a lot of potential for disaster, the show was magical and incredibly funny. Especially the first few seasons when the young actors were, you know, 6 and 8 years old, I think. So as they got older, they became a bit more serious. With one wise young daughter, a hyperactive and unpredictable middle child, and, you know, a want-to-be-cool older son, along with two great actors as the parents, this show has a variety of English vocabulary and shows you the reality of raising a family in the UK. You know, I want to go and watch this show right now. That's how much I liked it when I was young. Gavin and Stacey. To be honest, I only watched Gavin and Stacey for the first time 2 years ago. When I was younger, it never appealed to me. But I was wrong. It is excellent. It's really funny. It's particularly good for all of you. How it merges and mixes both English, or I guess maybe Essex, and Welsh culture, right? Two parts of the UK. Gavin and Stacey focuses on the long-distance relationship between Gavin, an English man from Essex, and Stacey, a Welsh girl from Barry Island in Wales, and how they fall in love after meeting on the phone. It is hilarious watching their friends and families meet each other and merge together. Obviously, this show will introduce you to two famous UK accents, Essex and South Wales. There is also a lot of interesting vocabulary and slang that you can pick up. Perhaps Gavin and Stacey is most famous around the world for introducing James Corden, who was played Gavin's best friend in the show and also wrote the show. James Corden is now a major celebrity. He's in movies and is a talk show host in the USA. The thick of it. I had to think twice about including The Thick of It on this list, but in the end, I decided if it's up to me, I have to put it on. You won't find it on many other comedy lists for English learners online, and maybe a comedy about UK politics might not sound very good to you. However, the main reason I had to think twice is that the characters use an incredible amount of foul and bad language. Right? It's the sort of English I don't teach because, I guess maybe they would ban my podcast for saying some of the words. Despite this, The Thick of It is hilarious. It's one of my favorite shows ever. And actually, it is the reason I have an undergraduate and master's degree in politics. The Thick of It introduced me to this entire world. The show focuses on how decisions are made in UK politics, and the character Malcolm Tucker is amazing and is great at inventing excellent insults for the stupid politicians and civil servants employed in the UK government. For English learners, this will expose you to a lot of great political vocabulary, help educate you on British politics, and show you the reality of how common swear words and curse words are used in English. In-betweeners. In-betweeners is another show full of bad language. In fact, it is probably the rudest show ever to be on British TV. So I wouldn't watch this if you have, well, you can watch it, but I wouldn't watch it with your young children. As a teenager, however, it was perhaps the biggest hit of the time. Focusing on the lives of four sixth form students in England, so sixth form is like British high school, I guess, In-betweeners is an exaggerated, but relatively accurate look at school life in the UK. Will is the awkward and intelligent character who doesn't really fit in. Neil is a little stupid and innocent. Jay lies and exaggerates all the time. And Simon is somehow very normal and very strange at the same time. Everyone can relate to these characters. We probably knew people like them in our childhood. They are the in-betweeners. They're not popular. They're not unpopular. Just in the middle, in between. If you want to learn the kind of British slang used by teenagers and young adults, as well as the kind of experiences and conversations common at UK schools, then I recommend The In-Betweeners. However, if you are uncomfortable with bad language and crude topics, you know, they talk about sex and girls all of the time, then maybe give this show a miss. Only Fools and Horses. So my final detailed recommendation will be the oldest show yet, Only Fools and Horses. This sitcom from the 1980s and 1990s is about two working class brothers from Peckham in South London, who try their hardest to escape their poor lives and become millionaires. They often try to do this by concocting scams, buying stolen or broken products to sell, or making unwise investments. I often have fond memories of sitting down on a Sunday with my dad to watch episodes of Only Fools and Horses. And the variety of characters, from the used car salesman Boise to Trigger, who's lovable but a little simple, and you know, a range of other people, Uncle Albert and Granddad, it's a great show. Being set in working-class South London, this show also introduces you to a variety of interesting accents and slang common in that part of the country. So, they are my detailed recommendations. But there is so much more to offer that right now I'm going to give you a quick-fire honourable mentions list as well. So, let's go through. I'm Alan Partridge. Excellent TV show starring Steve Coogan about local radio in the UK. Father Ted, about a priest, also very funny. Blackadder. Blackadder is excellent, set in different times of history, with some very famous actors in it. Monty Python's Flying Circus. Monty Python is very popular and famous around the world, so I'm sure you've heard of this show before. Absolutely Fabulous, about two women, and this show was actually recently brought back. I've watched it before, but I can't remember it, but my mum loves it. Dad's Army. Dad's Army is it's an older show now, but it's very funny and set in what's called the Territorial Army during the war. So the Territorial Army were the people who didn't go to fight. They were kind of the reserves who stayed at home. Extras. If you liked The Office, Extras is Ricky Gervais' second show about TV and movie extras. has lots of very famous celebrity guests. The Royal Family. I mentioned the Royal Family earlier about some lazy people watching TV. The Mighty Boosh. I don't know how to describe the Mighty Boosh. It's incredibly surreal, weird, strange, but also funny. Peep Show. Peep Show is so popular in the UK. UK Facebook pages and Instagram pages are full of memes about Peep Show. It stars David Mitchell and Robert Webb. It's absolutely excellent. Fawlty Towers. Fawlty Towers is set in a hotel in the south of England, and is about, you know, the incompetent owner, his wife, the waitress, and the Spanish butler, Manuel. The IT Crowd, a group of two computer nerds and their manager who has no idea about computers working together. It's very funny and stars Richard Ayoade. Keeping Up Appearances. About a woman called Hyacinth Bouquet. Her name is actually Hyacinth Bucket, but she wants to pretend like she's high class and rich. She's not really. Allo, allo. Allo, allo is, maybe if you're French, you shouldn't watch this show because it makes a lot of jokes about the French accent. And then Britain is also famous for panel shows. So I want to recommend you some of these. They're not sitcoms. They are kind of like quiz shows or game shows, but involving comedians. We love these kinds of shows in the UK, and I really recommend watching them. These are the shows that I would watch all the time. I still watch now, even though I live in Japan. So first, Have I Got News For You? This show involves four contestants, normally two comedians who are always there and some special guests who talk about the weekly news. Mock the Week. Again, jokes about the week. This one has a lot more jokes, like kind of like stand-up comedy, than Have I Got News For You. Never Mind the Buzzcocks. I think this show has been cancelled now, but it was a music-based comedy panel show. 8 out of 10 Cats. A very funny comedy show where people have to, comedians make jokes and try to answer questions about what the general public think. 8 out of 10 Cats does Countdown. This is one of my favorite TV shows ever. It's the same comedians from the previous show, but they take over a serious game show called Countdown in the UK. You might have a version of Countdown in your own country. It's like a math and spelling game, but comedians taking it over, they kind of forget about the game, and it's incredibly popular in the UK. Taskmaster. Taskmaster is my favorite show right now. It is brilliant. There's been 12 seasons now. Five comedians are set weird, strange, stupid tasks they have to complete. It is brilliant. It's on YouTube for free if you don't live in the UK or a country that shows it on TV. But I really, if there's one show you should watch, watch Taskmaster. QI. QI, when I was at school for my school yearbook, I was voted most likely to be on an episode of QI. Comedians answering questions about all manner of facts. It's really funny. Would I Lie to You? Would I Lie to You is a show where comedians have to guess if the other team of comedians is lying or telling the truth. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review or rating, recommend it to your friends, or let me know on Instagram. My Instagram is Thinking in English Podcast. The link should be in the description. And make sure you check out the Thinking in English blog. I love hearing from listeners, and I really appreciate all of the messages I have received over the past few months. Feel free to send me a message or give me some advice or recommend a topic. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.